is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is CA, Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we have a discussion with the Lodge. Yes, we're continuing our Lodge series, and today we have in-house, let me see if I get this title. Hold on, I want everyone to sit down and listen to this title. Ready? The Most Worshipped Serenity Grand Lodge, free and accepted. Ancient York Rite Mason, Prince Hall Origin, National, that's Compact, USA, the Bahamas, and the Caribbean. You know I got to repeat that, right? And what I'm going to do is have the Grand Master repeat it for me, just so everyone can hear the name properly and in its wholesome way. And today we have the Honorable Gregory Miller Jr., Senior, Grand Master of the Most Grand Lodge, Free and Accepted Ancient York Rite Mason, Prince Hall Origin, National Compact USA, the Bahamas, and the Caribbean. I think I pronounced that right just now. That was good?
Correct.
That was good. And just put your mic a little closer there and formally introduce yourself. Oh, first of all, you are a 33-degree Mason.
Correct.
What does that mean?
It means that I have started from the bottom floor and has, what they say, matriculate to the final degree, which is the highest degree in masonry.
So you are at the pinnacle now. You are the top 33 degree.
In that degree.
In that, no, so you got to confuse me because I need the final degrees now.
When you say the top in the 33rd, then you might say I'm higher than another 33rd. Or 33rd.
So let's start from the beginning. What's the first degree?
The first degree is the Entered Apprentice degree, which is the first degree.
Mm-hmm. No, I want you to succession. Sorry about that.
There are succession degree from the first degree to the 33rd degree.
Yeah, I want all
beginning,
of those.
Well, I would prefer not to say all of the names of degrees because
to be one
is to ask one, and we would like for you to come through the door and not come through the window.
Okay.
Because coming through the window is like being a thief.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to know the inner information and business of the lodge, the doors are open.
I just say, knock and the door shall be answered unto you.
And I'm telling you, seek and ye shall find.
Yes. But as an Acklands man, I know what's going through windows, but I understand what your point is trying to be.
Well, I'm from Pinefield, Acklands. I don't know what part of Acklands you're
in. Bennacle Hill. You know where you are from, right? So that's real Acklands man. All the property there, Bennacle Hill. But let's talk about the 33 degree. You are the pinnacle at the 33 degree. How many degrees are there then?
It's 33.
It's 33. 33. And then you are at the top 3 degrees.
I have completed.
And there are 1 through 33 different degrees that you can matriculate to and move to.
Definitely.
Okay, and I want to talk about your name, and you can say the name again, and tell me how did you come about naming the lodge that? I mean, it's a profound name, and it includes the United States, it includes the Caribbean, includes the Bahamas, and one of the terms that I notice also inside the name is Prince Hall Origin, and I want you to explain that too. So tell me how you came about the name, and what it means by this Prince Hall Origin.
Right. The name is the Most Worshipful Serenity Grand Lodge, National Compact of Free and Accepted Ancient York Rite Masons, Prince Hall Origin, National Compact for the United States, the Bahamas, and the Caribbean. The name, the word serenity, basically is self-explanatory. Now, we were part of two different jurisdictions. Masonry is just like you have the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You have CDU, you have the DEU, you have the band, you have various departments or, what would you say? You have different branches of the police force, but it's still just one Royal Bahamas Police Force. Masonry have different jurisdiction. For the most part, we have the same traditional background. Mm-hmm. We do some things just slightly, when you say ritualistic work, is just slightly different. But the key principle is brotherly love, truth, and relief. No matter where you go across the board, whether it be the mainstream Masons, what would be considered to be, or if you be African diaspora Masons, which is the Prince Hall and all of his other subordinates that span off from the original Prince Hall Lodge, African 459. What the other part of the question was?
There's a Prince Hall origin. Explain that.
Origin. Well, it's an ongoing debate between Prince Hall Mason. Originally, it was, like I said, African Lodge number 459. And with Masonry, every year you need to have what they call a grand session. At one of the grand session, the year eludes me right now. I had it right at the top of my head before the show. But at one year, when they met, there was a riff, and some of the Grand Lodges, if I might digress, in order to have a Grand Lodge, you must first have three subordinate lodges that comes together. Now, at this national grand session, again, we don't always agree. You and your family don't always agree. You and classmates don't always agree. You and your co-workers don't always agree. However, at that grand session, there was
A disagreement.
And some of the Grand Lodges left. Just like in those of assembly, when they pass in the bill and they don't want to support it, they walk out. Mm-hmm. That's how it basically was. I'm trying to give an analogy for the radio listeners to have a better appreciation. And because of that, the fraction that left, they then, again, you only need three subordinate lodges to form one Grand Lodge. So the fraction that left, they actually started another branch of Prince Hall Masons. And because of that splinter or that break became the feud of who is or who has the rightful
claim
to the Prince Hall name. Therefore, we go back to the dictionary and it's self-explanatory. Prince Hall origin. Origin is original, The beginning, the first, the apex, whatever you analogy, synonym, anonym you want to use. And we are not here at all to disparage or to speak down on it, because once you have went down on your knee, legitimately, we accept you, we recognize you. We are all brothers. Not everyone thinks that way. And so the ongoing feud is who was the original members of Prince Hall Masons. In United, this feud started back in 17-something, way back. And the PHA Masons wanted to have the claim to be the rightful lineage of Prince Hall. It went to court, it litigated for many years. Two different judgments was in favor of Prince Hall origin. So Originally, it was just Prince Hall had a case against Prince Hall Origin, or the original Prince Hall Masons. And because of both of the laws, they then changed their name from just being Prince Hall to Prince Hall Affiliate, which is PHA, mm-hmm. by definition, okay? And so that will be the genesis. And
there's something called PH, which is Prince Hall. Then there's something called PHA, Prince Hall Affiliate. And there's something called PHO, Prince Hall Origin. So there are three different lodges that affiliate or acquainted or original came from the Prince Hall group?
Yes.
So, okay, let's make sure.
Jurisdictions. The thing is, again, like I tried to explain, in United States, you have many Prince Hall Masons. They're mm-hmm. just Prince Hall.
Yes.
You have many Prince Hall PHA Masons. Mm-hmm. One does not recognize the other.
Even though they are PHA or PH.
Again, it's an interpretation of who they feel is the rightful owner.
So let me ask you, who are you affiliated with? Are you affiliated with anything internationally?
Yes. Our name is Prince Hall Origin, mm-hmm. National Compact for the United States. So we are in approximately 31 states. Strong in United States. We are also, we have Masonic amity with other Masonic bodies or jurisdictions worldwide and in the Bahamas.
Okay. So this splinter did not happen in the Bahamas where you were once a part of Prince Hall affiliate or Prince Hall. I plan to start my own. This splinter happened inside abroad, and you're just a part of that.
Greeny granddaddy. Mm-hmm. In his time, it happened in the States. So it had nothing to do with the Bahamas. Masonry did not even come to the Bahamas until in the early 1900s.
So let me talk this, right? I am acquainted with lodges that has those Anglo names. You know, I can call it a name. I guess they would mind the Scottish, the right. Irish, the English, mm-hmm. Anglo. And now I'm reading through bios now. I see there's an African lodge. This Prince Hall is an African lodge. Let me see if I can read this. Say something about Africa. How African get lodges?
Yeah. It's when, you know, most things in America is three things. Mm-hmm. Is race, is religion, and then it's politics. And
I can go for the African one.
For the most part, we then put all three of those really into one, which mm-hmm. is just race. You are white judges.
Are you affiliated with the Anglo lodges?
We somewhat have amity with those who have amity with us.
Okay.
And so that's the best way I could answer that particular question without going into fine details of how we fellowship, right? And so the African Lodge is just that, Prince Black from the African diaspora.
And before we go into the guest who you brought with you, right? And I won't end. Who's Prince Hall?
Prince Hall? Prince Hall was a free black soldier. In order, at that time, you know, again, what you call the Anglo name-centric Scottish English, in order for the blacks to form a lodge, they had to be sponsored by the mainstream lodge, which was the Scottish lodge at the time. And so he, along with, along with him and 12 other free men, because in order to be in Masonry, you had to be free. You could not have been a slave. And so that, again, in some circles is still in debate whether Prince Hall was a slave or was he a free man. Okay? And so that was Prince Hall, a black man, a black slave, not a black soldier in the army.
And thank you for that. And Dominic would know that I am a student of history. I know history, right? Mm-hmm. I know Prince Hall of being a loyalist who fought for the British and in fact sailed to the Bahamas in 1784. But none of the lodges acknowledge that. Yeah, but according to Bahamian history book, we have Prince Hall living inside the Bahamas for a bit before he moved on. But I digress. That's your large business, and if you all didn't want to accept Bahamian history, I digress. But I can route the matter set when they come here too. Mm-hmm. But I want you to formally introduce the person who you have here with you, and the person who you introduce. I think you have a senior man here. Say the names again. First,
with me,
you are. Oh yeah, you do it. Yes. Go ahead.
With me, we have our Grand Secretary, the Right Worshipful Bishop. 32nd degree. He's also a worshipful master of Harmony Lodge.
What do you mean by Harmony Lodge?
That's the name of a lodge.
Oh, so that's underneath the big... Yeah, okay, I understand it. Yes. Now. Go ahead, explain
he's
that.
He's in the Grand Lodge, but he's the head... He's
of
the,
that...
The HNIC of his subordinate body.
I understand.
Also with us, we have the Right Worshipful Basil Damianos. He's the Grand Patron. He's also a past master. He's also... a past grandmaster of another jurisdiction.
You want to call the jurisdiction name?
I will allow him to say if he wants to say, but that's who I have with me.
I'm learning that lodges be secretive.
And it's not secret.
I just want to know the name. I try to find out the name, and then I go watch. I go, wait.
Mr. Neary.
Yeah?
Mr. Neary and to the Bahamas public.
Uh-huh.
I would like to go on the record
mm-hmm.
to dispel the notion that the lodge is about secrecy.
Because my old man,
listen.
Say anyone who keeps secrets ain't no place to be, Snurry. He tell me that before you came on. I just let you know.
Listen to me. The lodge is not a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
It's a society who knows how to keep secret. Do you know the codes of the central bank right now?
No.
Do you say they evil because they wouldn't give you the codes for the central bank or any other government agency?
But they ain't large.
A rose by any other name is still a rose.
There you go.
You understand?
Yeah, man.
And so with that being said, I'm telling you, the lodge is not a secret society, but a society
so
who knows how
I shall
to protect
ask you this.
Secrets.
I shall ask you this before Damiano's try change the subject. Name me the different subordinates under the most worship.
Let me just continue to... introduce.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Also with me, we have our grand educational lecturer.
Yes.
For the Grand Lodge. And opposite him, we have the beautiful grand lecturer, Dominic Bain, a fellow Saka of yours.
Yeah, Saka's
a good people. Boy, I tell you.
Yes.
They always say there's people who be in the SAC.
There's only one school in the Bahamas.
Right.
There's only one school in the Bahamas.
There's people who have been in the SAC, and then there's
those who wanted to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have across from him the beautiful grand lecture for the OES side, which is our sister side. She is daughter Kali Safala. She's also the Voidi matron. Like how he's the worshipful master of mm-hmm. his subordinate lodge, Harmony Lodge. She is the HNIC of her sister chapter, which is Women of Valor.
You know, I'm going to come to you next, Women of Valor, because that I want to hear about how women get into the lodge. I thought it was a lodge as a man.
Women are not in a lodge.
So they're in a lodge.
Women are part of a church. The covering is the lodge. The common just colloquialism, local colloquialism, how we say, all y'all in the lodge.
All y'all in the lodge.
No. But men are a part of a lodge. Mm-hmm. Women are a part of chapters.
Okay.
That is, and that covering is the brotherhood.
Okay. That protection thing. I like that.
Yes.
But now I want to know the names of the lodge. Because I hear what Ms. Fowler is in charge of a chapter.
Yes.
And then I already was told that the lodge, there's no secrets inside the lodge. So this should be easy. I understand there's a grand lodge. Right? And mm-hmm. that grand lodge is the...
the most worshipful serenity
grand lodge.
Yes.
There are different chapters. Correct me the right word.
Our subordinate...
Different subordinate entities. Go ahead.
The first lodge that was formed in under the rubric of Serenity Grand Lodge in this jurisdiction was Unity Lodge number 17.
Okay.
Which would have been in 20... 18.
Okay.
Right? Then we went over to Abaco, and we formed the Quincy Battle number 18. 2 days later, we went over and we formed Liberty Lodge number 19 in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Later on came, we warrant another lodge by the name of King David number 20. After which, it was King Hiram number 1077. And finally, Harmony Lodge number one. The Worshipful Master, say the Great Harmony.
We can talk to the Worshipful Master next.
I asked you about Bernard and Leonard inside SAC. Mm-hmm. We have that internal rivalry as well inside our, you know, who was the better lodge, who's the best chapter, and so forth.
So but now it's introduce fun. To you the Grand Secretary, the Right Worshipful.
Oh, well, one Glenn second.
Oh, go ahead.
We have our sister chapter.
I'll go ahead next.
No.
You want to the name? Okay, go ahead. Forgive me.
And so,
forgive me.
With that being said,
you are right.
We actually have the Grand Chapter, mm-hmm. which is the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter.
How many of them you have?
It's one Grand Chapter.
Okay.
And just like the Grand Lodge, it has subordinate chapters. You need three, again, to be equal and consistent. Masonry is consistent.
And I'm glad you explained it, because like, as you explain more, I find I have to pause, because I see my as I rush in it, right? I'm trying. So there's a Grand Chapter, which is not a lodge.
It's Grand Chapter.
And in this Grand Chapter, there are subordinates underneath
chapters. That. That's what helps form the Grand Chapter. Who's head by a Grand Worthy Matron?
Mr. Rhodes, you know you got to hold on now. Because now if there's a whole different chapter of things I listen to. So let me push Miss Carlisa Fowler forward. Grab that mic, dear. I need to understand what's a Grand Chapter. How you affiliated with the Grand Lodge, right? And let's see how I don't like asking permission for women to speak. You know, is she able to say who's the head of her lodge and stuff like that?
She is entitled to speak. To the church. It's okay. A free will thing. It's no me thousand Eugene. You must be subservient to us and all that nonsense. There's a lot of myths inside the air about Masonry.
So you don't have the woman on the foot. They independent, like.
I understand.
Well, go ahead. First of all, I want to explain your Grand Chapter, like a narrative, and then tell me who's in charge of the Grand Chapter, and then the whatever subordinates, that's the right name, that you have underneath the Grand Chapter.
Okay, so under the Prince Hall origin, under Serenity Grand Lodge, the Grand Chapter's name is the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, who's headed by Grand Worthy Matron Crystal Thinker. Our subordinate chapters are Royal Ladies, number 001, Ladies, Divine Ladies, number 2, Ladies of Essence, number 3, Woman of Valor, number 4, Elector, number 5.
Your lodge big. I mean the big umbrella. When you consider the most worship serenity, that now these chapters. I mean, just by the names, I don't know how much your memberships are. It seems like you're huge. Like you all have a huge membership.
We are growing. We again, like the rivalry in sports in any school, we are the desired body, Masonic body of the Bahamas.
So what do women do inside your chapters? I see men them do charity work. I assume women them do charity work also, right? But what do the women them do in? And I'm still trying to understand this subordinate word, and that you are under the lodge or under the covering. I use that word, the covering of the lodge, right? And I'm trying to understand your independence as a women's group, a women's chapter, right? How does it affiliate to the males.
Okay, so sense? The Order of the Eastern Star is an appendant body to Masonry. That means we have the right to belong with them. However, the Order of the Eastern Star has both males and females who are members. In order for a chapter to properly function, there must be a brother present.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Now, I have a cousin who wants to join a lodge. She's a woman, right? Tell me the steps. If she was interested, and I tell you her name now, right? She won't join a chapter, right? Mm. What's the steps?
So,
how does she need to be sponsored? Can she call you? Say, I know Carlisa Fowler now. She's being on the show because I know your name and I know how to get in contact with you. And then you hook her up and like invite her something. How does that process go about?
So the process to become a member of the Order of the Eastern Star is a 3-step program. The first step is desire. The second step is request. And the third step is initiation.
You know you can buy that quickly, right? Because I don't know what a desire
so
means.
So I'll explain it for you.
Thank you very much.
We have a famous saying in Masonry and the Order of the Eastern Star, to be one, you must ask one. That's where the desire comes in. And to belong with us, you would come in, you'd find a worthy brother or worthy sister, and you would say, hey, I'm interested in becoming a member of the Order of the Eastern Star. Like every organization, we have some requirements, so you just don't show up and say, okay, today I'm interested in becoming a member, and tomorrow I am an Order of the East. I am a member of the Order of the Eastern Star.
I know the other lords say they do background checks and stuff. You all do background checks?
Yes. We do.
The same principle applies across the board for the brother side and the sister side. Like she said, first it has to be a desire, and after which we would do a investigating body. We'll take on your name and do background check, which is the investigation team. And then if you, then you are some, we have a meeting to report the investigation report. And then the brothers will say, hey, knew we good or knew we bad?
And then they start the stepping system. Then they start from an apprentice to move up.
I wouldn't say what that process name, but once they say knew we good, they get, knew we get a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Then knew we gets a letter saying that he has been accepted for initiation. And these are the requirements you Nuri would need to meet.
Okay.
And after you meet those requirements, then you will be initiated.
I see I have a phone call here, and I want to engage that phone call. And producer Sad Passion 3, then I want to know what is a education lecturer, what's that job is in general. And then I want to go back to Glenn Roll, and of course Damiano, to give him a chance to speak, explain everything. But let's pass this caller through, okay? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
And a pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri. Hello?
Hey, I can hear you. Go ahead. I was trying to make sure everyone can hear.
And Mr. Nuri, you know, you got a lot of questions to ask the brethren then. But there's some times when you need to give somebody else a time, because I got some questions. And maybe the world got some questions, and you know the voice. You asking my brethren stem and my sister stem some very intricate questions. And if you listen to them, it takes time. You can't say, Sparky, you got 30 seconds.
Sparky, you have 30 seconds.
please allow me to talk to my brethren stem.
Once you've stayed in 30 seconds,
you,
Sparky.
I'm begging you today.
Once in 30 seconds, Sparky.
So you can come and get these avocados.
No, that's okay, but once in 30 seconds, Sparky.
That's unfair, man. See, Sublime Prince, you talking masonry.
Mm.
We got some masons around here. We know we got to go up to the third floor.
Mm.
We also got some masons around here, only got one floor. And they've been around here for years. And they brag around the Bahamas, but there's masons, but they still going to one building and only got one floor. You got to go up some steps like the brothers that I'm telling you. How you could go up steps when you only got one floor? You get where I'm coming from? You got masonry down on Bay Street, one big yellow building a lot of Bahamian people don't know about. We got Prince Hall on Blue Hill Road, and you got Prince Hall on Camp Road. I belong to St. James number 3. You got things that you don't know around here, Mr. Nuri. In 1978, yours truly, Sparky, originated the first Prince Hall blood march from Rawson Square to the Prince Hall to the Princess Margaret Hospital, where at that time we got a record at the blood bank right now to this day, 195 pints of blood in 1 month. Sparky had a young man at 27, 28 years old, originated that. When people talk about what Sparky did around here, other than talk shows. And I think the Prince Hall brothers will tell you that still goes on every September to this day from 1978. That Prince Hall has a blood drive. We used to march from Rawson Square up Parliament Street, up Shirley Street to the Blood Bank. Now I think they have the Blood Bank coming to Prince Hall.
Yes, the Blood Bank is coming to Prince Hall, but this is a Prince Hall origin show today. We have one more caller right now, and then I want to talk about this committee here. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to see if I can rush this minute. I'd probably like to just ask some questions instead of, because I don't really have all the knowledge like you do. Are these lodges secret societies or societies with secrets? Question I want to, I want to build on this.
But ask you two questions so I get, like,
okay,
I'll have the grandmaster.
The other one is, so then I can't build. So let's go here then. There is a 33 and a half degree that someone achieves. And I understand that that is relevant to the 33 and a half years that Jesus lived. And once you got to that degree, you almost like Jesus, I'm told. Or is that just a talk? What's the 33? Once you reach there, you don't go no higher because you...
That's two questions. Go ahead with the next one. I can push it. Huh? That's your two questions there?
But I got plenty of questions. But
okay, ask one more. Okay. I'll ask them that. So 33 degrees means you like Jesus?
No, sir.
You wouldn't like Jesus?
You would always be striving for perfection, and that's the key in masonry, that we are mere men striving for perfection.
Okay. And they say, German asks again, if you are a secret society or a society of secrets.
You did. We would always try to perfect ourselves, but we will never reach.
Any minute I can start asking about rituals, you know, and start asking about what y'all do in the graveyard. But before I ask that, right, I still want to know, again, what is the, I'll do my mic and stuff.
Education.
What is the Grand Education Electra? What is that?
Very pleasant. Good morning, Bahamas. So the Grand Education Electra, you just ensure that the various lodges on the brother side, ensure that the lodges have the necessary education that is needed to ensure that their members are up to speed on the information that is presented to them after initiation in their various degrees.
I have a question saying, if the lodge is so grand, why do you have to go through all the rituals to join if they had this message of light? Why not share it freely? I have to join to see or hear what's going on. The person asked that.
Again, I answered it sarcastically. However, I liken it to your family, your nucleus family. A husband knows, a son, a daughter knows the intimate knowledge of each other, their type of clothes, the dress, the underwear. Even at times, I know my mother, and it's like nothing, because you are in the family. But let someone knock to the door, you scurry to put on something and so forth, because you're on outside. And so, if you would like to know the intricacies of masonry, the actual ritualistic side of masonry, you would have to be a part of the family. However, we perform masonry in the open, but to the profane eye, to the untrained eye, it will go right past you. From the day you be initiated, you start to see things on buildings and cars and so forth, because we train you, we retrain you. The answers to a lot of our questions is right at our nose tips.
Okay, let me speak to the Grand Secretary, Right Worshipful Glenn Rowan, right? Mr. Rowan, I've seen a clip on YouTube, or was it, could have been social media, whatever it is, definitely social media, could have been Facebook. Y'all do rituals in the graveyard.
Y'all is do rituals in the graveyard and they help behemoth concern. I ain't gonna talk no detailed rituals, no, because I see the eyes going up. I just said, I notice. No, y'all is do things in the graveyard. I mean, what is it that y'all do in the graveyard?
Let me, I'm not gonna, I know, but Glenn Roll is more adequate to, just, not more adequate, but is justly adequate to answer that question. We do things in the graveyard.
See? I know it's
again, like I say, in the open.
In the open.
Then,
I get to see it.
If you know, a Mason has two rights.
Explain that.
He has two rights. He has a right to a burial if he requests it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he requests a burial, we do a ritualistic farewell in the open. Nothing evil. It's basically saying, farewell, Brother Newry. We thank you for the time you've been with us. But the cold arms of death has snatched you away from us. So there is nothing secret about what we do in the graveyard. And that's the only time we do anything.
I just could ask you if this is the only ritual you're doing in the graveyard.
You should be able to contend to the fate.
So there's only one ritual you're doing, that's a burial one?
It's a burial. Okay. And we also do what they call Right Worshipful Damianos. There's a master at the memorial.
You're the memorial Damianos?
And that's it's all. Nothing nefarious or evil. It's a solemn ceremony. Yes.
But back to the Right Worshipful Glenn Roll.
Yes, sir.
Since the Honorable, everyone know you write badly, the Honorable Gregory Miller Sr. already explained that, right? Why did you join the Masonry? And what is a Mason in your own words?
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Serenity Grand Lords, throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas, including the United States of America. My reason for joining the Lodge, I was out for a very long time. And then I decided that I needed to come back in. And a brother by the name of Terry Alde, I always commend him for that. He said, listen, man, you're wasting your talent and your strength in this profane world. Come back and join the fold. And so I decided to come back into Serenity Grand Lodge under our past Grandmaster. And I served, I believe, quite well. One of the reasons for me coming back into Masonry was, I think we have this thing, and I can't remember the Psalms. It talks about when you give to the poor, you lend to God. Three components of Masonry is our charity work. We find that most times in the Bahamas, we do a lot of things, but how do we do it? A lot of folks, they give from their abundance. It's easy for me if I have $1 million to give you $10,000 from it. It's easy for me if I have a flock of chickens to give you, you know, a small percentage of my eggs. It's easy for me to do that because I'm giving you for my abundance. But I've seen brothers who barely make a decent wage, who barely makes what I call a fair working scale salary. And when the clarion call goes out, we have to give a sister who's in the hospital, or we want to give to the children's home or the old folks' home. They give from their mega resources. And so to me, that was one of the key components of why I decided not only to reestablish myself in Masonry, but also to push forward. Serving as the Grand Secretary in the Lodge, I am responsible for, they call me the scribe. And sometimes you're knocked down. You know, folks love titles. They love to be grandiose, we call it. And, you know, if you put, for instance, if you don't put Brother Miller Senior, you know, mm-hmm. he called you up on it. Listen, I'm a senior. You call Brother Damianos and you don't put past Worshipful Master. So sometimes being the scribe of the Lodge, you have to almost be very articulate in terms of what you put forward. The minister that I put forward in the Grand Lodge, they are we call it a historical moment. It's etched in history, and the Grand Secretary who comes after me, he has to read the minutes and make sure that it's almost for a historical background, and so I have to be very.
So you've been around from 2018. That's a lot of writing.
I've not been around from.
The Lodge. Describe everything, and then
you have three right here, and believe it or not, you have to call on their knowledge from time to time. For instance, the Lodge is, again, we have brothers that are in Abaco, And you say, well, what is Brother Kino's past title? And so you have to call Brother Damiano's, and he tells you, well, you know, check the records, and he would have to reflect and send me the record. So it's a lot of catching up and making sure that the historical document of the Lodge is articulated and passed forward. Also, you get edicts from the Grand Master. He tells you, send a letter forward. And before I send the letter forward, I have to send it to him, so it has to be critiqued. And what I like to do from time to time, sometimes you send forth reading material to the Lodge as a whole, and you would put some grammatical mistakes. And I like when they call me back and say, listen, you spelt my name wrong. That means I know you're reading what I'm sending out. So sometimes and then you have to correct it, of course, because it's for historical purposes. So sometimes, again, it's a learning job. It's a job that I'm trying my best to make sure we get the proper information out. But from time to time, I actually do put maybe a misspelled name. So I put an E instead of an A. And then a sister or brother would, listen, that my name is not spelled that way. And then I feel good. That means all of this work that I'm putting in,
Yeah. You're
actually reading what I'm sending. Also, I serve as the worshiper master for what I call it the greatest lodge in Serenity, Harmony Lodge 001.
Where are you located?
We're located, where do we meet?
Yeah.
We meet at the Gems Plaza every second and fourth Friday.
Oh, okay. Nice.
On the pit road, we meet every second and fourth Friday. And as for Sparky's question, yes, we're going up on the third floor. We're not at the bottom floor right now, but as a new lodge, we're actually showing some progression. Our membership now stands at 18. Hopefully by the end of, they say hope is not a
18 of his.
Okay.
Yes, sorry, my lodge. How many lodge actually stands at 18? Fully paid members to the recording treasurer. I know he's listening. So we have 18 fully paid members, and we're planning. They say hope is not a method of planning, so we don't hope anymore. We're planning to have by the end of December 35 strong. So that's my small
in thing. His particular
in Harmony.
I understand. He said he was part of the greatest lodge, so I understand what he's talking about. Damiano's.
Okay, I guess.
Charity work is part of the lodge and the chapter's mandate. Can you tell me about some of the charities that you have done this year, the immediate past, who you are, like places that you've adopted to say, hey, this is our group, right? Just we take care of this.
Good morning, Bahamas. Yes, charity is essential for masonry. And in speaking of charity, see the biggest charity contribution we have right here, Sister Kalisa Fowler. Mm-hmm. Sister Fowler and her chapter has just set upon an enormous charity. They have done three islands, two islands, and are going to do one in the Bahamas of back to school. They went to Abaco. Y'all went to Freeport yet?
Freeport on Monday.
And then they're going to do Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
And Andres. So, yes, we are committed to charity. We have done charity at
the Percy Rogers.
Percy Rogers Home, the
age.
For the ages.
Unity House.
Bimini Lane.
Percy Center, Bimini Lane. Royal Ladies has went to the boys' home in Ridgeland in Abaco. This is in Abaco. Has done a prevention seminar for the youth. The sisters in Freeport, they've done breakfasts to feed the needy.
Well, I'm impressed. So the lodge definitely does charity work.
This is what you'll do. If we were to, you know, in masonry, it is the prevailing, not say wisdom, so to say, that you do not speak of the good that you do and the charity that you do.
I understand.
Let me finish. That is the culture that I came into.
Mm-hmm.
However, from since I came in, I said we need to dispel that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that you always hear about masonry is myth of negativity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't see the charitable side, because the charitable side is discussed and agreed upon within the confine of the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what all goes into that. And when we perform the charity I look at it, you call it charity, but I call it ministry. When we minister on, and we do as the Great Commission of God, and we feed the hungry and we clothe the naked and we take care of the widows and the orphans, I look at that as ministry. You call it charity. And so there are so many of them, but others who may be a part of Mason may say, hey, they are aggrandizing and they advertising. But I go back to the scripture says that no man lighted a candle and hided it under a bushel, but he held it up high that others may see the light and that everyone. And so I have a different take, and I'm going to advertise and proclaim today that we in Serenity Grand Lodge, we're going to do so many things, and we're going to advertise it. Mm-hmm. We have to dispel the notion that men and women of valor does so much evil, but we do so much good. And so at every chance, we're going to be calling on you, Mr. Neary, to let the public know when we help the underprivileged. Not for no fame or fortune, but to show our good works, which we would now be able to help others, and they could glorify the Father which is in heaven. We have a back to school that we are going to undertake on August 26th.
Yeah, I need to hear about that. So call that me back on that.
So Willam A. Pratt,
go ahead.
Willam A. Pratt Center for Girls, and the Simpson Pen for Boys.
Nice.
And we have two youths in particular. You know the young man, he's a Miller.
Okay.
He normally swells up.
Okay, yes.
I think Angela Miller is his mother.
Mm-hmm.
We have adopted him. We have adopted many homes and persons. There is a home state. I am a police reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about last week, Tuesday, around 2 a.m. on saturation patrol, we were called to a potential host break-in. Upon arriving there, we met the lady there, which is a old lady,
mm-hmm.
old senior citizen. I mean, totally distraught. We identified where they were trying to come in, which is the back bathroom window, trying to go around the building to, you know, to look at the backyard to see. I'm talking about in the back of her yard, in the middle of Elizabeth Estate. It's like the Amazon forest.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pry the bush away from the actual building
mm-hmm.
in order to get to the back window. And so this is an undertaking that our lodge is going to be taking on very shortly, that we're going to go there and chap and weed the back of this lady's yard.
Mm-hmm.
Her son died 4 years ago, was a prison officer, and she has been caught inside her house. She just hauled in.
Mm-hmm.
Just leaving for the bare necessity that the neighbor said. And so these are the things that we do in masonry. Mm-hmm. We party, though. We do party.
Okay.
I like because parties. There's a time and place for everything.
And, of course, that's how to make money, I assume, in order to do your charity work.
And so masonry is basically a non-profit entity. And we would like, for the more donations we could get, the more souls we could reach, the more persons we can reach who are underprivileged. We don't try to have a big bank account, and we are very transparent. We are making an appeal to donors who would like to assist us with donating some school supply, like in the house that burned inside the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
We collect clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Mr. Superwash Diagler, who partners with us, that he would allow us to wash the clothes free. Thank you to Super Value, who would donate like cleaning products. Sisters and brothers will come and, you know, fold them, and we would be able to help persons who were affected by burn victim. We have Brother Hanchel,
mm-hmm.
Bishop Hanchel, Great Commission. We have been a part of also Bishop Lawrence Rule with his feeding program. I mean, there's countless amount of things. Too many, like the Bible say, too many to mention.
We're going to take a quick commercial break right now, because I know we have the last few minutes, and I want to ask this, and want someone amongst you to answer this. There are Christian people inside the lodge? I mean, pastors?
Yes,
there are pastors inside the lodge?
Listen to me.
And bishops?
I am an unapologetic ordained evangelist.
And you in the lodge?
Yes, sir. Because I believe in the Great Commission. I feed the hungry. I clothe the naked. Listen, at the end of the day, when it said, Lord, Lord, haven't I done this? He's not going to say to Gregory and the Serenity Grand Lodge and Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, depart from us. But he would see our good work, for people are blessed by what we do in Serenity Grand Lodge and Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter.
Man, I'm learning all kind of new stuff. This has been, we're coming right back. We're going to take a short commercial break on the last minutes right here. We are speaking with the Most Worshipped Serenity Grand Lodge, free and accepted ancient York Rite Mason, Prince Hall Origin, National Compact U.S. And of course, just now speaking was the Honorable Gregory Miller Sr., who is a Grand Master and a 33 degree Mason. And of course, he brought some people in with him. He helped the Right Worshipful Glenn Roll, the Right Worshipful Dominic Bean, the daughter, the Grand Education Lecturer daughter, Carlisa Fowler, and the Right Worshipful Damiano. I can get your first name. Basil Damianos, but we'll be right back after this short break.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 Photography Competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're here with the Most Worship Serenity Grand Lodge, free and accepted ancient York Rite. But we're about to leave shortly, so but I want you to give the opportunity to the last word. So go ahead, the Grand Master.
Again, Bahamas, we thank you. We thank you, Mr. Nuri. We thank the Bahamas for having us and being able to come and explain and promote who we are. We are a licensed nonprofit entity in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and we are open for membership. We are open for donors to assist us in our laudable undertaking.
Thank you very much. And I definitely will invite you back because I want to hear more about your charity, especially for the back to school and everything. I'll invite you back for that. This has been Guardian Radio, the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much for coming back again. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having us.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.